Espace pour la vie, Kids Podcast. The Amazing Earth. A deserted island, three amazed participants, one mission: to live together in harmony with nature. A youth podcast brought to you by the Biosphère de Montréal.
Stop everything. It's time for The Amazing Earth, your sustainable, unchainable reality TV, where we do whatever it takes to make the Earth a better place. Chapter 3, Staying Informed. In the last episode, our three companions had to adopt new behaviors on the fly to help the fragile bank swallow community that had recently moved to the island. Tensions flared.
How did you know that they were bank swallows?
In a nutshell, the second challenge was met, but their team spirit took a hit. Will they succeed in mending their fences?
La 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 la.
A squash peel on the ground? Excuse me, what is this?
Busy singing! Can't answer right now! La 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 la.
Good afternoon, Akio. Did you enjoy your time outdoors?
I sure did. But it was hard to run with the wind blowing in my face.
Been there.
What is this?
Ugh! You're holding it way too close to my eyes for me to see anything.
That's it. I've had enough. Hello? Gratitude Bird! I want out of here!
What's going on?
I don't get it.
I'm a renowned scientist, but I spend all my time doing household chores. You don't realize everything that I do. I'm bleeding myself dry for you.
Oh, Paola, I'm so sorry you feel that way. I'm sure we can find a fairer way to divvy up the chores.
Good! Because I'm burnt out.
Take a break, then. Akio and I will pitch in to pick up the slack. You like cooking, don't you?
Yes.
There you go. You can feed us, then, and we'll take care of the rest. I just want to see if there's a YouTube video on how to clean a bathtub.
First of all, we don't have internet access here.
And second of all, you mean you've never cleaned your bathtub?
Sweet! We have internet today!
Wow!
Come see. There's a YouTube video called The Amazing Earth Digging Into Their Amazing Dirt by a certain Slinky. And it looks like he's on the island.
Hello, Slinkists. Are you still there? Tripod. Even my tripod wants to get out of here. I've been a bit nervous since I got here. That's because I'm more and more convinced of my theory, according to which the Amazing Earth and Toon Bird Productions are a scam, a bogus project meant to conceal an outrageous lie. I've seen enough out there to know that their obsession with climate change, their program to promote sound ecological values, that's nothing but hot air. Even the weather agrees with me. Again today, it's cold outside. Yet further proof that the planet is not warming. To those who say Greta Thunberg is a renowned scientist who has won the Bonnell Prize for the Environment and blah, 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 I say, hello? I won an award for good behavior at my elementary school's merit gala, and no one's making a big deal of that. Here, by way of proof, I've shared a link with you to a source that's far more reliable than those pseudoscientists. My friend Flickster has done research on Toon Bird, and even he finds it a bit sketchy. You know me, I'm gonna say it like it is. I'm gonna spell it out for you. It's a C-O-N-S-P-E-A-R-A-C-Y. Conspiracy. Conspiracy spelled with an I and not an E and an A. Oh yes, Snoop 92, I know. Flickster's website is full of ads, and when it clicked on the video, my screen froze. The real rubber bedard? I'll bet it's because TuneBird retraced our signal. They don't want the truth to come out. If I were you, I would set my computer on fire and buy another one. Okay, I have to bounce. I think the sensors detected my presence, which means I have to be on the move at all times. I hope to get back to you later. 10-4.
Well, he looked pretty convinced, I have to say.
What was that?
Hey, saying that the planet is not warming because of a brief cold snap, that's not how it works. And as a scientist, you can take it from me.
Wait, we're stuck here, far from our families and friends. We've got no choice but to believe Greta.
You always have a choice.
I'd like to cancel what I just said, if possible, before someone else does.
Doubt will be part and parcel of your amazing adventure, my friends.
What I'm worried about is that he...
Hot twist! This is yet another challenge for you, amazed Earthlings. We bought back all the equipment from the so-called Slinky, and we offered to support his YouTube channel. Plus, we gave him a canoe so that he could come ashore on the island. Of course, we used a fake name and false motivations so that he wouldn't be able to trace it back to us.
Whoa!
You've never had internet access on this island, but as of today, you will have a new room with 3 computer stations. You'll be allowed to browse, but with one goal in mind: distinguishing what's true from what is false on the web, and reporting back to us with your recommendations.
Well, cleaning the bathtub can wait, right?
A few hours later, we find our 3 companions seated and hunched over their computers, immersed in the internet, and spectacularly unprepared to accomplish their mission.
Check out this little cat!
Paola, can you remember why we're here?
Yes, I won! Oh, yeah, sure. Something. I don't know anymore.
Guys! We've lost our focus!
Oh.
The internet was invented for cat videos. Change my mind, meow.
You're right. It is changing our minds. I can't remember what we're supposed to do right now.
There's one goal to keep in mind: sorting out the truth from the lies on the internet, and reporting back to us with your recommendations.
Okay, I think we've wasted enough time. The question is, how do we know if the information we get on the internet is true or false?
Well, we could draw up a list of so-called red flags. You know, a list of telltale signs that the content we're viewing may be disinformation, or that the website we're visiting can't be relied upon.
Is this information fake news?
No, not quite. Fake news is a publication that pushes information that is false, incomplete, or exaggerated, or out of context. Disinformation, on the other hand, is when fake news is created or shared with the intention of misleading people, lying to them, persuading them of something, or distorting reality.
What? We need to include that in our recommendations.
I'm on it! Taking notes for a document that we can send to TuneBird Productions.
Thanks! Good idea! Now, let's pretend we're detectives.
Okay, what would our red flags be? Let's brainstorm.
How about spelling mistakes?
How do you spell spelling?
Oh. Just kidding! Go on! When pop-up windows don't stop opening. Is there anything more annoying?
True that. And also, sometimes it seems that the person speaking wants us to be outraged, emotional, or whatever.
Yes, provoke strong emotions in us, totally! And with statements that are often shocking or controversial.
You guys are on fire! It's a good thing I can type faster than my shadow.
Oh, you're not kidding. You type like a bat out of hell. Let's continue.
What about the so-called experts who always say I when they speak? That can't be objective.
Right? And us scientists, we notice that real quick too because their sources aren't clear. And even when there are links to references, they either don't work or lead to shady websites. You can't rely on them. And don't even get me started with the images that are shared online. Oh, sometimes, you know, they are incredible, almost unreal. But there's no way of knowing where they come from.
Some of those are AI generated. No offense to you, robot voice.
None taken, but I appreciate the sentiment.
Also, Billy, notice their obsessions with publications that use words like lie, hoax, or fraud. Or conspiracy.
Yeah! Sometimes what they tell you is like too good to be true.
Too sus. Like when they say, you'll never believe this video. You're absolutely right, Billy. That can be a red flag too.
But if this content is so obviously false, why does it go viral on the internet? Because that slinky sure has a legion of followers.
To answer your question, it's shared among friends, then among friends of friends, like a mega chain reaction. And social media doesn't help either. In fact, the information can be twisted to the point where they get faker and faker.
Much of it is just opinion. You have to be able to tell the difference between that and a scientific article.
So, what is the difference in that case? Let's say I live under a rock and I know nothing about the subject.
The information shared in a scientific article is verified. Scientists and journalists have to do research. They have to cite their sources and adopt a generally objective point of view. And their articles must be peer-reviewed before they're published, which is not always the case when people are just airing their opinions.
Oh, okay. To summarize our red flags, this is what we got so far. One, the publication immediately provokes a strong emotion, such as anger, fear, or doubt. Two, its content seems too good to be true. Three, the references are not cited. We don't know the source of the information or the image. Four, this news item reads more like an opinion, you know, an emotional or subjective tone, with sentences that begin with I, some anecdotes, viewpoints, or how the author feels about XYZ. It's more that than a reporting of facts, like information, references, and neutral tone. Okay, anything else?
I would add that you should avoid commenting on or sharing anything if you're not 100% sure that it's accurate or true.
100p, Paola. The more we share a post online, the more it blows up, and the more people want to share it again.
Wow! After hours wasted on the internet, I'd say these last few minutes have more than made up for it.
We met that challenge, but here's a challenge we still have to meet. This guy.
I'm gonna spell it out for you. It's a C-O-N-S-P-E-A-R-A-C-Y. Conspiracy.
I can't decide whether he truly is an enemy or just some really confused web user.
We'll have to keep an eye on him.
And thus ends Chapter 3 of The Amazing Earth, with our three companions striking a dubious note. Even though they accomplished their mission with panache, they cannot bring themselves to celebrate, because worry looms over the pavilion. And while Slinky lurks closer and closer,
the wind continues to blow outside, stronger and stronger. Tune in later to find out more. But don't feel blue. Life goes on, and this amazing Earth we live on will keep spinning with the stars. Until next episode, stay green and stay amazed.
This podcast is a production of La Puce à l'Oreille on behalf of Espace pour la Vie, a Ville de Montreal service. Original text by Véronique Pascal, translation by Tom Donovan, script edited by Joe Gustin, produced by Les Studios Bakery, featuring the voices of Manon Saint-Jules, Nicole Arage, and Vigi. The Biosphère, the only environmental museum in North America, is supported by the governments of Canada and Quebec and Ville de Montréal. Espace pour la Vie is the largest natural science complex in Canada. To access other podcasts, please visit espacepourlavie.ca.